Time now to peer behind the headlines with Peter Dykstra, who publishes the dailyclimate.org and environmental health news. He joins us now from Conyers, Georgia. Hi there, Peter.
Hi, Steve.
So what you got for us this week?
Well, how about we start off with a little good news. Wind power reigns in Spain. There's a government report, a Spanish government report out that says that Spain got 21.1% of all its electricity last year from wind power. That edges out the number two source, nuclear. There's also been an increase in hydropower in Spain. The hydropower is because they had a wet year. And of course, if you're in Spain and you have hydropower, the source of hydropower is, of course, the precipitation in Spain.
Yes. How precipitate was Spain about this? I mean, is this conscious or is this just a result of Spain's bad economy and the fact that factories aren't using as much conventional power these days?
Well, it's a little bit of both. The coal and nuclear for electric generation declined in Spain last year. That's certainly partly due to the fact that the slower economy needs less electricity. But Spain has also built wind power in as part of its path out of a bad economy. It's a booming business in Spain, just like it is in other European countries like Denmark and Portugal.
So that's our dose of good news for the week, that Spain's top source of energy is wind. But Peter, I suspect you have some of that other kind of news, huh?
I'm afraid so. As we aggregate the news each week at EHN.org, we picked up a story from a mid-sized newspaper, one that deserves a lot of credit for doing a great job consistently in covering the environment. That's the Wilmington News Journal, the biggest paper in the tiny, low-lying state of Delaware. And a reporter there named Molly Murray filed a piece on our noisy oceans. That's not a totally new topic, but with marine mammals and fish species so dependent on sound, they use it for communication, they use it for navigation. The increase in ship noise and other human activity is a big deal and a potentially big change in the marine environment.
So the natural ocean is more like being in a library, and now the ocean is becoming more like being in a factory?
That's right. Molly Murray, the reporter, called it the urbanization of the ocean. I think that's a pretty apt phrase, because we're not just dealing with ship noise. There's military activity, including weapons testing. And on the East Coast, off the coast of Delaware, there's the possibility of oil exploration using seismic testing. Seismic testing is the use of these immense, noisy cannons that shoot air bursts at the seafloor, and they read the signals they get back from the seafloor and figure out whether or not there's oil beneath that part of the ocean. The scientists don't know how much all this noise is ultimately going to impact whales and dolphins and some fish species and all the marine life, but they know it's going to have some kind of impact, so we'll just have to wait and see.
It doesn't sound good to me, Peter, I have to say. And, well, finally, bring us something from the environmental calendar, would you please?
You know, one of my favorite environmental things ever said by an American president, 1970, State of the Union speech, 44 years ago this week, and I quote, "Restoring nature to its natural state is a cause beyond party and beyond factions. It has become a common cause of all of the people of this country," those words spoken by President Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Richard Nixon. And before he was forced out of office, he, what, had signed the Clean Air Act, the Endangered Species Act, and he founded the EPA. But tell me, Peter, was Richard Nixon really a tree hugger?
No, Richard Nixon wasn't a tree hugger. You got to remember, he also vetoed the Clean Water Act. He said it was too costly. Congress overrode his veto and made the Clean Water Act law. Nixon was a shrewd politician. He needed an issue to blunt the unpopularity of the Vietnam War, which he inherited. He needed to get a little cozier with a very environmentally minded Congress. But when the cameras were off in the privacy of the Oval Office, and we know this thanks to that Oval Office tape recorder that later got him in a whole lot of trouble, he gave a very different view of environmentalists. He met with auto executives and he said environmentalists wanted to make Americans live like a bunch of damned animals. But when the TV cameras were on, he told us to play nicely with each other and play nicely with the planet.
And thank you, Peter, for playing nicely today. Peter Dykstra is publisher of Environmental Health News and the dailyclimate.org. Till next time, Peter.
My pleasure, Steve. Thanks.
You can find links to all of these stories on our webpage at loe.org.